welcome to your new life and our new times in what has been labeled as humanity's greatest leap in evolution. Dr. K is here to assist you with holistic tips and tools, clearings and activations for your vibrational upgrade. Dr. Allison J. K. has been working as an energy medicine practitioner for 20 years, having lived in Asia for 10 years to study subtle energy. People refer to Dr. K as the lightning bolt due to the high voltage of the work she does on behalf of assisting you to thrive in mind, body, and spirit. That is the greatest backdrop to life on planet Earth right now.
We're almost, it's the first day of spring that happens next week, and I am walking by a group of white ibis right now, and their beaks are so red because they're all males apparently, and so interestingly enough, in the bird world, the males are the ones who get pretty to attract the females. I loved learning that when I was going for my master's and training with the Audubon Society. So it's been a really interesting week. I'm just coming from literally just out of a session with a client who has melanoma stage 4, and I've been working with him now. That was the fourth treatment, and there was an increase in his life force energy and in his vitality, even amidst the coughing and all of the medications and oxygen tanks. He's doing better. There's more life force energy. And I have another cancer client who came to me with bladder cancer. And she ultimately, while I was in L.A. for that Conscious Life Expo a few weeks back, seems like got a bit worse. And then I came back, and within days, she was in the hospital, and the doctors were fishing around trying to find a diagnosis, and they really were guessing. And were guessing it was cancer metastasized, the last I knew, but hadn't really come up with anything concrete after days of tests and days of trying to fish around to find out what was wrong. And there's going to be a little bit of talk today about that and the doctors fishing around for a diagnosis, because as I was talking last week and as I discussed in my book, What If There Is Nothing Wrong, that just got released in January through Hay House, is we're dealing with issues of consciousness more now as our planet is shifting. And that may sound ooby-gooby or woo-woo to some people who are not used to the energy healing world or the holistic world, but it's accurate. We're having people have symptoms now that can't easily get diagnosed from the Western world, whether it's sinus congestion, dizziness, lack of balance, seizures or fainting, or a lot of that symptomatic stuff is the central nervous system getting hit by a higher vibration and it opening to what is considered a higher vibration now on the planet. That's what the spirit, the alignment on December 21st was all about, and that was why I ever started this show. One of the main reasons was to help guide people towards what that December 21st opening seemed to be interpreted to be by the ancient cultures who knew of it, and then the modern interpretations and understanding of the changing times we're living in as we move more into, even if you look at the technology, and my book goes into this too, the technology's gotten smaller and smaller. Hey, you know, we don't use those big desktop units anymore. We're now down to the tablets and the pads and the phones, and so more and more information is contained on a smaller and smaller chip. And so that's conducive to or parallel to a higher vibration, because more information and more density is able to be, it has to be pared down into a smaller and smaller space or a lighter and lighter form. So any density, meaning heavy thoughts, negative thinking, anger, and by the way, anger is considered to be the primary emotion when looking in from the holistic perspective or lens at a diagnosis. Anger is considered to be the primary motivation or energy or emotion behind cancer. And it's varying forms of anger, resentment, blame, frustration that delves down. My first client today actually had a very, I've never used this word before, but working over her heart chakra, it's a very dry area. That word just came to me. There was dryness there. So it's a lack of life force juice, so life force vitality, and lots of stress can suck the juice out of us, right? So we want to do everything we can to have as much alive juice as we can. So where we're deadening ourselves, where we're making ourselves dense, where we're maybe thinking in a way that we're not even sure or ever knew we made that conclusion, but that makes us making choices in our daily lives that then leads to a shutting down of saying yes, or shutting down of opening, or shutting down of towards more expansion and potential realized by our beings, by our abilities, our capacities, our natural passions and interests and talents, that shuts down our system. And it'll do it depending on our internal chemistry, meaning depending on our specific beliefs, typical beliefs that we operate from, and typical emotional set tone that our body carries. It'll hit a certain chakra, as I talked about last week, and also way back last year in one of the two chakra shows I did. So we're looking at a different time now that we're living in, and when somebody is given a cancer diagnosis in the holistic world and in the energy healing world, we don't see it. I've said this before. We don't see it as a diagnosis for death. We don't see it as the end thing that needs to be treated. If I have a stage 4 client here, I'm treating his lungs so he can breathe better for sure, and his immune system directly. And then when I have created some space with the help of the universe and his own life force, we can go into the unraveling of the emotions that led to the internal chemistry combined with stress and combined with food that create the internal chemistry that would create a body that, instead of having the cancer cells that we all have naturally be okay and sustained by the body, then turned on to oneself. The body is really literal. It's amazing. If we say we're sick and tired of something a lot, then we're going to get sick and tired. And I know that seems overly simplified, but having my hands on that first client's adrenals today, the one that I was just referring to with the dryness around her heart because she'd been caring for somebody else and very stressed out and not a lot of juice for living because it hasn't been about her or her happiness. It's been about duty and taking care of somebody else and not a fun environment. Her adrenals were in the back, attached to her kidneys, were her kidneys needed a lot of support today. So there's a basic need to say yes to life, and if we're not, then we want to look at why, and we want to get help and support with somebody getting our back to look at what conclusions we've made that don't necessarily allow, that we don't see, but that are in the end result of saying no and closing down to certain areas of our lives. The seven chakras cover the whole range of human experience, from being open to something bigger than just ourselves, down to feeling safe and comfortable in our body, and then our basic needs and that, and everything in between, love and how we interact with the environment and other people, with self-love, self-respect. Or do we go out there needy and codependent and wanting people to affirm our value? Everything is contained in those chakras. And so when we unravel the beliefs, we can unravel what's the clamp down or the density of the energy in that chakra, and then therefore get at what is the physical issue in that area of the body. So we have somebody waiting patiently, and I thank you, and we can have her come on in. If you want to open up the lines, Matt, for the caller to come on in, and she can introduce herself.
Hi, Allison, it's Rain.
Hi, my dear. Thank you for being open to this. I'm impressed. I'm happy. I'm excited. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. It's been a rough week. Kim gave me a call and said that I should give a call in today. And I said, okay, I agree, you know, especially with the theme of the, you know, show, of course, because it really hit home when you had made the comment of not being able to diagnose what's been going on. As you're aware, I've been in the hospital this week. I've been suffering from seizures. I've had these seizures this week, and they don't know why. So they've been doing a lot of testing on me, and not exactly, they've given a couple conclusions, but not exactly sure why I'm having seizures all of a sudden.
How many did you end up having? Do you know?
I ended up having 5 this week.
Was it mostly in the beginning of the week?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Was it mostly in the beginning of the week?
Yes, it was. It started Sunday evening. I ended up blacking out and I started convulsing apparently, and I went into a seizure state, and then I ended up, when I was in the emergency room, apparently it happened again. And then it happened, I guess, twice when I was in my room, and then again the other day, like the day before I got out of the hospital. So, but yeah, so it was, it's been a hectic week, to say the least.
All right, let me go ahead and go into theta just for a moment and clear you of the trauma from what this week has been, and then I'll come back out and we can do some more work together.
Okay.
Right, so I'm going to take just a minute to get into theta. Creator, it is commanded, please, that any and all free-floating thoughts and trauma are released from rain. Show me. Good job, girl. You've let go of a whole lot that will continue to unravel, too, as you know. Rain, we can go back up and deal with some beliefs in a bit, if you're open to it. What was impossible for me to ignore, and so I'm asking the question, is for the first time ever, we really were in each other's fields and talking, and you were seeking from me on Saturday night. The next thing, you have a seizure and you're in the hospital the next day.
Yeah.
So I'm wanting your intuition here, sister, in helping to get to clarity about what has happened for you this past week. Because 2 years ago when I first got back, I was in another metaphysical store and I was talking to a woman and we were not talking about her ear blockage, but within 10 minutes of the conversation, she said, oh my God, my ears just popped open. They've been blocked for about 6 months just from standing in your field or around you, or whatever she said. And I had not really had people comment that directly to physical issues getting opened and cleared from just being in my field. And I've had that happen increasingly in different ways in the last 2 years. So I'm wondering, because you were seeking help in the way you were Saturday night, and that opened up my field to be able to merge with yours just as we were talking.
Well, I have to agree with you on that, because I think, as we had said, our abilities are utilized mostly for other people. So when we're seeking clarity in a sense from others with the ability and with the gift, it's because when our abilities are utilized, my speech is still a little off. Our abilities are usually utilized for others, so it's harder to get clarity for ourselves sometimes. So, you know, we seek out others that we are comfortable with, who we feel are very insightful, that we respect their work, so on and so forth. And I've even noticed with myself the last few weeks being kind of, you know, edgy or volatile, which is not normal for me. And so I think this is a culmination of things that has been building up. Maybe it's either my crown chakra being blocked in some way or my body reacting in some way. You know, for this to all of a sudden happen on Sunday, for instance, you know, maybe it was something like a preempt to this occurring. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just feeling off or not feeling right, and not being able to see it clearly for myself. And because other people around me with the gifts and the ability have even said to me, you haven't been seeming right lately. It was like, something seems a little off. Is everything okay? Like, I don't know. I don't feel right. Like, I feel angry, or I feel like misunderstood, or I feel like, and it makes a lot of sense, because I've done a lot of work spiritually for many years, removing blocks with my chakras and so on and so forth, because of things that I've gone through in my younger years, things that I had to remove suppression from, so on and so forth. And I've gone through a lot of anger and repression and a lot of, abuse and so on in my younger years. And working through that, and I'm wondering with what I discussed with you, if that behavior from that other person kind of triggered that again, because I was surrounded by other people like that in my life in my younger years. So I think that's kind of what it did, where I got, like, very protective and very, like, I get very protective and very defensive over people that I care for and that I love. And when I see that spiritualism is abused in a sense, I get very, and that's something that I work for, I work through every day, is that I have to realize I can't control the way other people are going to behave.
Right.
That I just have to work towards it, that I have to just work on myself. And, so that's why I sought your help that night, because I was just like, something doesn't feel right. How do I handle this? Because I wasn't seeing it clearly enough for myself.
And what was even...
And my abilities are for other people. you know how it goes.
We're going to come back to that, Rain, because I that's a conclusion that I have been doing a lot of release work around myself. Starting years ago, and then other people massively in the last 2 years, is that sense of our gifts are a burden. To serve others.
It can be a burden at the same time.
Well, but that's, I want to say that's old school thinking. Do it if it brings you joy, and if it doesn't, then don't do it, because that is where we are now, is seeking joy. And joy is when I have my hands over somebody's body, and let's say it's a tumor in a heart of a melanoma 4 client, the cells that are healthy are the joyous feeling, like a little kindergartner was the comparison.
Exactly.
I used.
It's a blessing. That's what I'm saying. When I'm helping someone who's going through that emotional distress or going through a breakup or is going through an illness, like, I feel this overwhelming joy and happiness that I'm able to heal them and help them.
Even that,
yeah,
I'm able
to heal. It's a blessing, for sure.
That's not where I'm coming from with that. I'm saying that in the body, when I'm dealing with an unhealthy part, it doesn't feel like happy kindergarten energy. It feels like something's closed down, heavier, denser, thicker, not happy, singing, popping out of their seat with questions and enthusiasm to live life. It's that happy, light, joy energy. So healthy cells in healthy parts of our body is that our that energy. And so why I'm saying that is, if we're going to approach our using our gifts, and Rain, there's so many people who have done this work before, and if we believe in past lives, I'm saying that for listeners, and if we understand the cycles of reincarnation, and we understand and have looked into, well, a lot of the likes and interests and hobbies that we have got carried over in our cellular memory, and so that if we've done this kind of energy healing or spiritual or psychic before, I mean, if we do it, not we're doing it in this lifetime, most likely we've done it before in that.
Yes, for
other
sure.
Life.
Definitely.
So if you think about the Renaissance Festival, right, and you think about those times when...
That's funny you say that. I'm actually going tomorrow. Everyone's like, you shouldn't. You just got to have a hospital. Like, no, I must go. I'm like, I have to go because I want to live, and I don't want this to be my burden, and I feel okay, and I'm feeling good today, and I'm taking the medication that I'm meant to take, but I can't let this control me, and this is the only time I'm good to go. So it's funny that you actually made that comment, because I'm going tomorrow.
Well, I trust that I'm bringing it, it's in my awareness for a reason, because I have this, my awareness is getting drawn to the Renaissance time, so that perhaps it was during that time you used this gift in this. Okay, so but during those times, any of us using these kinds of gifts, for the most part, it was a burden because it wasn't practiced freely. It wasn't, there was the church suppression of anything that was considered supernatural, and then science was just starting to kick in. And so it was it was a different thing then, and it was coming out of, 200 years earlier, or not even that long, the witch trials. So it was a touchy thing. And so, There's been lifetimes in centuries past in the West in particular where this wasn't, there wasn't freedom around it. It was a burden and it was a responsibility. And if you think of the Jesus on the cross with his arms out on the side sacrificing with his love and his healing ability for the sins of others, you talk about ultimate burden. And we're now, that December 21st alignment was moving out of the age of Jesus and into the age of Aquarius. So.
Yeah.
I had a woman drop to the floor one time last year when I did a Theta healing on her, a dropping of burdens. And she's quite spiritual, but had been closed down to the church because she just found it hypocritical. And I had a lot of viewpoints about the church that made her resist it. And it came out during a session that she had been a nun in a monastery before and was taught burden and was taught service. And so there's a lot of old times that what I've seen getting cleared out all over the place is, and I've not ever worked or past lives to this degree in the 16 years I've been doing energy healing like I have the last 2 years. It's been like karma left and right that's getting cleared out, like loads of density. And so you going to the Renaissance Festival tomorrow is part of what we're talking about now. It's going to be furthering the release because I'm suggesting that it's safe for you. Now I'm getting back to the conversation we had prior to you seeking my help when we were just chatting. About being open. And you saying how if your sinuses were acting up, you were actually almost grateful because it allowed for you to shut down and not see so much?
Yes. I mean, and that's the hardest thing because, you know, with my clairvoyancy and claircognizance, for the most part, I'm never completely shut off or shut down. And, you know, I do my best when I'm teaching my psychic development and my psychic self-defense workshop to give them different items and different tools and so on, and that do help others and even help me in certain certain ways to shut down or shut down as much as possible or to release the energy or to ground the energy. But I'm never completely shut down. I wish I could say that I was, because sometimes you just want to be, you know, sometimes you don't want to, you know, go into a place and be able to see and read people and get energy off of people, because sometimes it's just too overwhelming. Like when I'm in a crowded situation, when I was in the emergency room, it was difficult. It was very, my empathic ability going through what I was going through physically on my own and then feeling the pain. See, I'm already getting emotional, feeling the pain and the energy from the other people around me. It was so hard. And I wasn't able to guard myself because I was vulnerable. Do you know what I mean? Like I was having seizures. My glucose was off the charts. My blood pressure was going skyrocketing. Do you know what I mean? So it was very hard to protect and guard myself because I was in a vulnerable state.
Okay, so maybe the lesson here, right?
It can get pretty difficult at times, but at the same time, it's a daily thing where I do my mantras, I do my daily affirmations, I work with my stones and crystals, I work with my oils. You know, this is something, it's not just something, one little thing that you do. This is something that, being a spiritualist is something you do each and every day. It's something you live, it's not just something you practice. So, you know, that's where you and I are very similar. You know what I mean? Like you and I have that connection because it's not just something we live this. Do you know? You know, this is our life and this is who we are.
We are,
and
yeah.
It's not just something that we practice. It's something that we do each and every day to keep our abilities, to either protect ourselves or keep our abilities, keen or keep them, pure of heart, and so on and so forth. But we're going to see things that we don't want to see or feel things that we don't want to feel also.
Well, let me ask you about that, because what are you, I'm going to go into this, and I'm going to not be looking for the average.
No, that's fine. Excuse me a second. It's the little doggies. Okay, what was that? I'm so sorry about that.
It's okay. I'm going to be looking for hidden beliefs here. So, and kind of simplifying it out of what we know as our practice and out of what we know as the rules of the way to do this work. What do you think, and I've just been unraveling this myself in the last bunch of months, and I just started doing these workshops at Enchanted Earth, where we both work out of, actually. Maybe getting some of the effect of it, because I just started really looking at what are we protecting against? If we're infinite beings, if we're eternal, if we are this soul, the spirit, That is that gray mist that's seen leaving the physical body. If when we look at a dead physical body of someone we love and we do not even recognize the body because our what we loved is gone from the body, if we are then therefore, there's enough proof out there to show that we are eternal. If we are, what do we truly need protection? Because if I'm now helping people on the table and other healers helping other people and you helping people clear their karma and clear their trauma from past lives, if we can clear anything, if we can release anything, what do we really need protection from? So why
I think the protection for myself, like I believe that if you fear, fear itself actually causes negativity. So I do my best not to fear things. So I'm right with you in that regard. It's like, but I believe that you should protect yourself in some degree because there are people out there who unfortunately live in the dark and they live in the negative and they live in a place of just constant chaos. So it's more or less protecting yourself from those people who want to try to absorb, in a sense, your energy and your positivity. It's that old adage that when life is going so positive for you, it's just protecting yourself from those people or, you know, trying to send out positive energy to them and love to them, but not always are they receiving of it, which is unfortunate, okay? So it's just more or less trying to guard yourself, not necessarily being, but just guard yourself from being penetrated by their negativity and just continuously sending out love and positive energy to them to combat their negativity and hopefully kind of changing their outlook on life and saying, you know what, no matter how bad you have it, somebody else out there has it worse off than you. And reminding them that waking up every day is a good day. You know, so it's just more or less just protecting your own energy and your own positive energy from someone else's negative energy. Because I firmly, it's different for each person, but I firmly believe in duality and I firmly believe in positive and negative. Because I, for myself, I'm all about balance. So I believe that, you know, for every positive, there's a negative and vice versa. But I try to live in the positive, of course. But I'm going to have my bad days. You know, I, being a human being, I'm going to have my bad days. And I just do my best when I do have my bad days to try to rectify by saying, you know what, I'm going to do something positive today. And then I remind myself that, you know what, somebody else out there has it worse off than me. Somebody is dying from cancer. Somebody, you know, and, you know, somebody is, you know, has, you know, can't pay their bills today or somebody is starving today. So I remind myself that my life isn't that bad. I have a very good life and I should be humble and grateful for it. And so that's, you know, that's how I remind myself that I should be thankful and grateful for what I do have. And it might sound kind of macabre for some people because there's like, well, then you're being sympathetic or, you know, you're just being happy because you're looking, you know, your empathy's kicking in for somebody else. Well, no, because what it comes down to is I'm thankful that I've strived because I was that person. You know what I mean, Allison? I was raised very poor. I came from a family of a lot of abuse. I'm not afraid to share it. I am a rape survivor. I too have had cervical cancer twice. I'm unable to have children. I have polycystic ovarian syndrome. So I have a lot of health issues. I come from a family, you know, I was abused, mental, physical, emotional abuse. I have had cervical cancer. The first time I had cervical cancer was 14 years old, which is unheard of. And, you know, so I've had many miscarriages. So I've gone through a lot of horror in my life. But I don't allow that to define me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I've taken those trials, I've taken those horrible situations, and I've turned them into a positive. I know that I had to go through those horrible things in my life to be the person I am today, and I like who I am today. I can look at myself in the mirror today and say, you know what? I love who you are, and I love who you became, who you've become, you know, with the grace of spirit, with my abilities, and I'm blessed and thankful that I can help other people through what I've gone through and also with spirits, you know, with guidance, with, you know, spirits guidance and so on and universal guidance and say, you know what, I had to go through all those things in my life to assist other people and to be who I am.
And the people who you assist have been blessed.
I'm sorry, what was that?
the people you have assist have been blessed. I know of many who have had relief from working with you in what you've helped them to see and then release. And so what I want to do is help get your back, because what I know about from the Buddhist work that I've done and the meditation work that I've done now for 20 years is that the mind itself, it's not us, it's our minds, that when we're in this physical body to navigate the physical plane, we construe life in that black and white duality way, so we can understand and navigate all the data on the physical plane, so it's not just a big energy soup. And so if we say it's not this, it's that, then that way we understand at the mental level, at the spirit level, at the soul level, at the energy level, it's all one, as you know. So
yes,
let's say that you, in order to get to where you just were this week and where you are in this moment, you chose, let's just play here, you chose that you knew as a soul you had had experiences that were dark before because of your powers, and you knew you wanted to purge that darkness from you during this lifetime with the December 21st, 26,000 year cycle ending with the kind of power that was going to be released on this planet around December 21st, 2012, with the shakeup that was going to be, and with the absolute power coming at the planet with the raising of the vibrations, and then therefore the release of the density. So you chose the family, you chose the circumstances so that you could have that level of density, but now you've moved further, you've done enough work with yourself, as you've been talking about, that you are actually okay at the soul level with being open and with not framing things as there's negativity out there I have to protect against, because that's the, I hear a conclusion in the subconscious mind of a little girl who was having stuff come at her that she had to defend against. So
yeah.
So we can use some theta to go, you know, we'll use some theta in a bit, and we clear that out and see what else I get if you're up for it.
That would be wonderful.
Okay, because that's the clarity I'm getting on your behalf now, and an orange monarch butterfly just fluttered right by as I said that. Oh. Okay, so here we go. And any of you listeners now or in the future listening to the archive, here we go. Let's go ahead and do the theta healing, and I'm just going to go with what I find, okay? Rain, do I have your permission?
Yes, you do.
Okay. I'm going to go back into theta. Creator, it is commanded, please, that you clear any and all free-floating thoughts and trauma for rain around the abuse. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you pull the belief at all the levels for rain and all listeners, both now and in the future, at the core level, at the genetic level, at the soul level, resolving it, at the history, past life level. I deserve punishment, yes. Replacing it with, I deserve punishment, no. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it, for rain at our history level, and any other listeners out there. I am suffering punishment, yes. Replacing it with, I am suffering punishment, no. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at the history level. I am bad, yes. Replacing it with, I am good, yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at the history level. I deserve this treatment, yes. Replacing it with, I deserve this treatment, no. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at the history level. Love involves pain, yes. Replacing it with, love involves pain, no. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it for rain at her history level. Life is hard, yes. Replacing it with, life is hard, no. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it for rain at her history level. Life is painful,
Yes. Replacing it with life is painful. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at her history level. Life is full of suffering when in body. Yes. Replacing it with life is full of suffering when in body. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it from at her history level. Life is full of suffering and pain when in body. Yes. Replacing it with life is full of ease and joy and grace when in body. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, that you clear any and all free-floating thoughts and trauma around life being painful and full of suffering when in body on planet Earth. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you download the feeling of life being full of ease and joy and grace. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you download the knowing how to go about her day-to-day life with life being full of ease and joy and grace. Show me. And Creator, it is commanded you download the Creator's perspective, definition, and understanding of life being filled with ease and joy and grace. Show me. For her highest and best with grace and ease, show me. And Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it, Perrine, at her history level. It's not safe for me to feel so much. Yes? Replacing it with, it's not safe for me to feel so much. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief for rain at all the levels, resolving it for her at her history level. It's unsafe for me to feel so much. Yes. Replacing it with, it is safe for me to feel so much. Yes. Show me. And Creator, it is commanded, you clear any and all free-floating thoughts and trauma surrounding her ability to feel and sense what others are feeling and sensing. Show me. Yeah, Creator, I just command to please you download the feeling of it being safe for her to feel what others are feeling. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you download the knowing how to go about her day-to-day life, feeling safe to feel what others are feeling. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, that you download to rain the Creator's perspective, definition, and understanding on being safe. Safe in her body. Safe to feel what she's feeling and safe to feel what others are feeling. For her highest and best with grace and ease. Show me. And Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at her history level. I deserved all the hurt and pain. Yes. Replacing it with, I deserved all the hurt and pain. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it for rain at her history level. There's something wrong with me? Yes. Replacing it with, there's something wrong with me? No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you clear any and all free-floating thoughts and trauma around there being something wrong with rain. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it for rain at her history level. It's not okay for me to see this much, there's too much pain. Yes? Replacing it with, it's not okay for me to see this much, there's too much pain. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at her history level. There's so much negativity. Yes? Replacing it with, there's so much negativity. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at her history level. There's so much darkness and pain, negativity, yes. Placing it with, there's so much love and ease, positivity, yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, you download to rain the feeling of there being so much love and positivity and ease. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you download to rain the knowing how to go about her day-to-day life with there being so much love, so much ease, and so much positivity. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download to rain the Creator's perspective. perspective, definition, and understanding of ease and joy and love for her highest and best of grace and ease. Show me. Greater it is, Commander, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it for her at her history level. I am lovable? No. Replacing it with I am lovable? Yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you download to reign the feeling of being lovable. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you download knowing how to go about her day-to-day life, being lovable. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you download the Creator's perspective, definition, and understanding as a child of God, what it means to be lovable. For her highest and best grace and ease, show. Greater it is commanded you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it for her at her history level. There's so much negativity out there, yes. Replacing it with there's so much negativity out there, no. Show. Greater it is commanded you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at her history level. I deserve all that pain, yes. Replacing it with, I deserve all that pain. No. Show me. Greater it is commanded you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it for rain at her history level. It all hurts so much. Yes. Replacing it with, it all hurts so much. No. Show me. Greater it is commanded, please, that any and all free-floating thoughts and trauma are cleared at the next level of the abuse and the pain. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it for rain at her history level. I deserve to be loved. No. Replacing it with, I deserve to be loved. Yes. Creator, it is commanded, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it for rain at her history level. My ability to see is a burden. Yes. Replacing it with my ability to see is a burden. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief for rain at all the levels, resolving it for her at her history level. I'm responsible for other people's negativity. Yes. Replacing it with, I am responsible for other people's negativity. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it for rain at her history level. I am responsible to heal other people's negativity. Yes. Replacing it with, I am responsible to heal other people's negativity. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the feeling terrain of other people's negativity being their choices, that she's not responsible for it. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the knowing how to go about her day-to-day life. Seeing and knowing how to go about her day-to-day life with knowing that other people's negativity is their choice and that she is free of responsibility for it and to heal it. Show me. And Creator, it is commanded you download the Creator's perspective, definition, and understanding on choice for her highest and best with grace and ease. Show me. Creator, it is commanded. Of the levels, resolving it for an outer history level. I can't. Yes. Replacing it with I can. Yes. Show me.
Alrighty. That's a big action. I'm going to go to car wheels right now.
That
running.
Was an interesting moment.
What happened when you said that was an interesting moment?
That happened at just that. Wow, that was pretty interesting.
Say again, Rain.
Interesting. We just, there was a fireplane just went over top of my house.
An airplane just went over the top of your house?
No, a fighter plane.
A fighter plane. Oh, now that's perfect. So over here, ducks,
ibis and butterflies and woodpeckers and blue jays.
Yeah, and I just had a fighter plane go.
It's choice, sister. Thank you, universe.
Oh, right. Yeah, so see, that was the thing. I have, there's another one.
It's a vibrational field we create with our choices and what we focus on and what we think about. It is an entire field.
Oh, wait, this is a different one. That was a fighter plane. This is a different plane. I have all these planes going by my house today.
That was perfect.
This is very interesting.
So how you doing?
Is that a sign that I'm supposed to fly somewhere?
Flight now, freedom. I think the fighter plane.
Maybe I'm supposed to go on vacation.
Maybe, yeah. Vacation sounds good.
Regroup. Yeah, vacation is good. Well, the interestingest thing is the hospital that I was in. It's literally 3 blocks away from my house.
Like 3 blocks from me.
I'm thankful and blessed in that regards because it's so close to my home. Like, and they were wonderful. Even though, like, I have to admit, I'm not a big fan of Western medicine. but they were really, really, like, the nurses and everything, they were wonderful with me. I'm very thankful and blessed that they were so good with me.
Yeah.
You know, I ended up having, a woman that I was roomed with who was, unfortunately a drug addict and I kept sending, you know, even in my weak condition, I kept trying to send her positive energy and try to send her, you know, just, you know, healing and everything. And she just kept, you know, screaming at the doctors that, she, you know, she's not a drug addict and she wants to feel comfortable and they need to give her this Dilaudid and they wanted to give her this and, you know, they have to give her this and so on and so forth. And she just kept screaming and yelling and having the bad migraines and the episodes that I was, you know, that what I was going through, they were polite enough to actually move me to a private room.
Wow.
And I said, no, you don't have to do that. You know, I will try that. And they were like, nope. And they ended up moving me to a private room because it was making my condition worse. And they was actually making my blood pressure go up as I'm trying to help her. They were noticing my blood pressure chart was kept. So as I'm trying to like send it to her, they noticed that my blood pressure is going up because I was empathing her. So they were like, yeah, this isn't good. So they thought it best that I actually switch rooms and felt it. That and believe it or not, as soon as they switched my room, I started getting better.
Yeah. So the takeaway from that in the fighter plane going overhead is it's yours. Why take it on? Unless somebody is coming to you and they're paying you for a service and they have chosen to release something, and then
that's,
you do.
Yeah, I have to agree with you there. That's where. And that's the hardest transition that I've always gone with, and I've discussed that briefly with you before, is my services, you know, I gave my services off and on for 23 years. I gave my services off and on for many years, and I was the old adage, if you're a spiritualist, oh, you're meant to give them away for free. You know how that goes.
The old school.
And, you know, they're not real and they're not honest if you don't give them away for free. And I was always, you know, forced into that belief system growing up. And it was a hard transition for me. And I still go through that where it's like, I still do what I can do for people, you know, depending on, you know, if I'm able, if I see that they're, you know, if they are on tough times or hard times and so on and so forth, I will try to help them out in some way. But then there's those people out there that will abuse your abilities, and you know that, Allison. You know, there are those people who will do so. And it's just about, you know, we realize what we give out is what we get back in turn, too. So, but I agree with you. It's that I can't fight for everybody.
No,
that,
girl.
You know, and I think that was definitely a sign there with the fighter plane going over time.
Yeah, and then the blood pressure story was the first thing you went into after getting many levels of trauma cleared. I don't usually do more than 2 levels of trauma clearing for the average person in one, their first time doing theta with me or in one session. I just did, I think, with you.
So the first thing you come out of that session talking about is how you actually had a measurement of how you caused yourself pain by reaching out to help somebody else who wasn't even asking, but out of your of obligation. So if you grew up as a little girl getting abused, the way that the back of the mind, the subconscious, is going to conclude as she's trying to figure out, how do I do this thing called life on this plane, is your neurological wiring was happening. You were a blank slate, and 0 to 2, you think you're your parents' thoughts. You don't even have a differentiating line between theirs and yours, or ours and theirs. We're just them. And then after we start to individuate at age 2 with the no, you know, all the terrible 2 stage, then we become our own person, but we're still absorbing them. So as our neurological pathways are getting laid, you're a little girl trying to make sense out of, how do I get love? How do I get approval? How do I get fed? How do I get clothed? Was making the conclusion that, wow, shit, there's a lot of drama. I'm supposed to help with that, apparently, and I'm supposed to take punishment in order to help with it. So here you are walking around recreating that. Well, it's amazing how the subconscious concludes stuff when we're young without even knowing it. And we
of course.
But it doesn't cease to amaze
me. It doesn't surprise me, too, that I share the same birthday as Sigmund Freud.
Seriously?
I do. I share the same birthday as Sigmund Freud.
Well, that's kind of intense.
Yeah, right?
Wow. But seriously, I want to say, I don't mean to keep saying seriously, but it's a point I want to have as a walk away, because I just keep getting amazed with all the times that I've done it. I still get amazed at these little, they're logical, but they're simplistic conclusions. Like, oh, wow, I'm observing my environment. So because there's a lot of drama and abuse and pain and negativity and suffering, and it's getting put on me, and I'm supposed to still be a good little girl in order to get fed and love and approval, that must mean, and then bam, we make the conclusion, okay, so the world is full of drama and negativity, and I'm supposed to fix it in order to get love and approval.
Yeah.
So it has you engaging with drama, it has you engaging with the negativity, it has you seeing both of those more than another person in a different situation getting raised would see it, and it has you going in and trying to fix it as the way that you're supposed to get fed and love and approval on this planet. And until we do this kind of work, we don't ever see that those conclusions are there, and they run our lives.
Exactly. And it's very difficult being that, you know, with my work, you know, being a psychic medium, being clairvoyant, being claircognizant, when I see what goes on every day in people's lives, when they sit down and have a reading with me, I'm opening myself up to all of that negativity. So it's not easy. And I have to realize that it's not mine. It's not mine to bear. Spirit is working through me, and Spirit only gives me as much as I'm able to handle. So that's how I have to realize it, too, is that, you know, that it's not mine. That, yes, my empathic side may kick in sometimes, but I just have to do a better job at releasing it. And I cannot, I can sympathize with what they're going through, but once I'm, in a sense, done with my reading, then I'm done with my reading, and I have to understand how to separate myself from that client, in a sense. And sometimes it's difficult. But at the same time, it's not always my role to take on that responsibility.
I'm going to suggest this. It is never your role to take on another human being's psyche and be able to fix it. That is always their choice. And in a way, we're doing a disservice to people when we take that on, because we're not letting them fend for themselves and choose the yes and have the growth.
We're enabling them, exactly.
Yeah. And so I also want to call you on another old school thinking that Spirit only brings to you, or God only puts on our shoulders as much as we can bear. Why walk around with that idea that life is so burdensome? Why not walk around with, I'm going to choose how much fun I want to have, and I'm going to choose the kind of people that come to me, and I want more fun people with less drama and negativity. Bring it on, Spirit. How can I have that happen? What would it take for me to have more clients with more lightness?
Well, see, that's what I usually do, but lately I've had a lot of, you know, I've had other people, you know, use the adage of, oh, you know, Spirit and God only gives you as much as you can take on. And I'm like, well, I can take a lot. So, if you want to give me more, then that's fine. You know, so that's where I'm at. Like, I invite that energy, because I'm like,
it's
not really the negativity or the drama. I invite the energy of helping more people.
And honey,
the more people, the better, you know. So it's just like, I don't like to look at it like, because for me, I don't believe in the ultimate, you know, ultimate negativity, or, you know, I look at it negative situations, because I believe in, as human beings, you're going to have negative situations, but I don't necessarily look at that human being as being a negative human being. Do you know what I mean?
Sure, but with you, in looking at keeping you out of the hospital and you healthy and you happy, what works for your blood pressure is to not go in there quite as much as you have been. So
I agree with you there, Allison, for sure.
Yeah, so I guess what we're doing, I just heard the theme song, and so I think that means that we're complete at the top of the hour here for now.
Well, I thank you so much for all of your help.
That was
fun. I will definitely take it to heart, and I have taken it to heart, and I will definitely be applying it to my life, and it's a very special gift, and I do appreciate it. And I'm going to, it's the same work that I help others with, I'm going to start applying more to myself.
Hey, girl, just let it unwind, too, because the way that you're used to thinking, it's going to slowly unravel that. So get ready for some new thoughts just to pop in your head and go, oh, wow. Because that's the way this
will
stuff
do.
Okay, I'll see you soon.
Thank you so much.
Be well.
All right.
Have fun tomorrow.
Have a nice day.
Have fun tomorrow.
Will do. Blessings. Love you.
You too. Bye.
Thank you for joining us and allowing yourself this time to expand and become more of who you're here to be. Dr. K has a range of different offerings of her vibrational upgrades at all price points, including free. So for more information, please go to www.alisonjk.com. Dr. K's first book, What If There's Nothing Wrong, is available on Amazon.com. Dr. K also has a weekly clearing and activation call that is attended by her most advanced clients and students, an important activity in keeping themselves aligned and their vibration high. We'd love to have you come and play. Om Shanti.